Hello, 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 and welcome, everybody. Welcome back to an episode of Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, as always, Danny Gold, and with me is my lovely co-host, Cleo. How's it going, Cleo? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've actually really been enjoying this rainy day. I went for a socially distanced hang with a friend. He bought me a chai latte. It was very nice.
Yeah, nice, yeah. Nice. We have to maintain that social distance and staying careful, but I'm glad you were able to enjoy your chai latte while doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's been chill here in Montreal. It's been cooling down, eh?
Yeah, it's been really gray. Gross, but.
Well, you know, it makes me only a bit afraid for winter. I mean, am I not truly Californian if I'm not sitting here with a heater heating up my knees already?
Oh my God, really?
I know. I hate to admit it, but I absolutely have a heater on right now.
Terrible. I revoke your Canadian citizenship.
I know. I'm really not doing my Canadian blood justice. You're right. I should be sued.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we got a fun show planned for you guys today. We still got some format changes coming on. You know, we're going to maybe leave a bit more room for some music in the middle and not so much talking as I was talking for just a straight, I think, 20 minutes last time. So I won't make anybody suffer through that again. But to start off, we got some two good CanCon coming up for you. We got a local Montreal band, actually. Was it Cleo? You know about them. You're the one that introduced me to them. They're Pink Cocoon.
Yeah, they're really cool. They used to do a ton of shows just around. Like, they played so many local venues. The guy who is their, I think, lead singer and guitarist, Mark Zola, is crazy promoter. He is just, like, all over the place with music. And, yeah, we used to hang out with their drummer. They're a really cool band, and they make awesome music.
Yeah. No, I was listening to some of it before. Like, it's really cool. I mean, when a song grabs me within the first, like, 3 seconds of the song and I'm sold, mm-hmm. You know, it's a good song.
It's a hard thing to do for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Like, I feel like a lot of songs, you know, I'll listen to the beginning, skip through a bit, see if I like it. But, you know, this first one we got, It's No Fun, really comes out strong. I think it's a good, it's going to be a nice start to our show today.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. So here we go. We got It's No Fun by Pink Cocoon, followed by No Control by the same band. And then we'll get back to you guys later. Thanks for tuning in to Working Title. Stay here. It's no fun. It's no fun. It's no fun. Yeah. Yeah, I see it coming around. Yeah. Cemetery grows a fire. Yeah, I see it coming around. Let me quiet the sound. It's no fun.
Desire to look around.
And yeah, that was our explosive start, you know, to our show. Pinky Coon's pretty solid. Cleo, I had no idea about those guys, let alone that I had met one of them unknowingly.
Yeah, Patty. Yeah, they put out a really good show. And yeah, I think it started as a solo project by Mark, and then it just kind of bloomed into a band. He's swapped out a couple different band members over the course of their history as a band or whatever, but yeah, they're doing really well.
I can imagine
a lot of very classic rock influence and stuff like
that. No, seriously, like that's what I think I love just the classic rock influence, but at the same time they're kind of like, it's weird. I always just describe the genre as like metal grunge. It's like
he calls it doom blues. That's okay. What he classifies them as.
I can totally see that.
They're kind of bluesy, but also like, yeah, grungy. Yeah,
for sure. It's like the Stone Sour, the kind of you know, that I feel like sound.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome. But yeah, so you're in charge of the topic today, and I've been so excited to hear about it.
I'm so excited too. Okay, so I originally heard this from a podcast called Ologies, which shameless plug for that podcast. It's so cool. It's done by a girl named Allie Ward, and she just does a different ology every week. So like a word that ends with ology. Mm-hmm. And this episode was ludology, which is about like gameplay and stuff. I was listening to it for my video games as lit class. And the girl that she was speaking to just kind of had a little thing to say about this, and I sort of wormholed from there. And it's about the history of the game Monopoly. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's really fun. Are you a family that played Monopoly?
We did back in the day. It's funny, we had like a Star Wars episode one Monopoly. Yeah. Like it's not even Star Wars, like it was specifically the worst one. I remember I have like very strong memories of like, yeah, like the hotels looking like, you know, Star Wars buildings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like as per actual like playing it, you know, yeah, I feel like I didn't have the patience for it as a kid. But
yeah,
you know, I remember having fun with the pieces. I remember having fun with the game itself, the money.
Yeah, it was fun to handle money as a child. I never really liked the game. I just thought it was too complicated. I never played. I don't know. I'm just not a huge strategic game person. Like, mm-hmm. it's not my favorite thing, but people, you know, people would talk about how Monopoly just like ruined family game nights. People were so power hungry and like take over. And so that's really interesting because it's not exactly what the game was intended for.
Yeah.
But basically my sources are mostly from a Guardian article, which was a reworked section of an entire book by a girl named Mary Pilon. And it's called The Monopolists, Obsession, Fury, and the Scandal Behind the World's Favorite Board Game. There's a lot of information. It's a really intense story. But yeah, basically, it was originally called The Landlord's Game, and it was invented by a woman named Lizzie McGee as originally an anti-capitalist tool to help spread the tenets of Georgism.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to learn about the anti-capitalist history of Monopoly.
The most capitalist game in the world.
Before we go any further, we're going to hit you guys with a quick ad break. And so please stay tuned to learn more about this history of Monopoly and its anti-capitalist roots. Down with the system, says Monopoly. So thanks for tuning in on CGLO 1690 AM. We're going to hit you with this ad break. Stay tuned.